Tin Soldier by Sigmund Brouwer. Narrated by Mike Casey. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day. On the bloody morning after, one tin soldier rides away. From the song One Tin Soldier by Dennis Lambert and Brian Potter. Chapter 1. Lying was wrong. Webb knew that. Still, he wanted to lie to the old woman in front of him. Her name was Ruby Gavin, and he'd knocked on her front door with flowers in hand and spent about half an hour making pleasant small talk in her front parlor. It was just the two of them, late in the morning, almost a week past Christmas. Webb sipped on his third teacup of hot cider, pretending to be hungry as he nibbled at her homemade shortbread cookies. Ruby sat in her rocking chair across the parlor from Webb, a contented smile shaping the delicate wrinkles of her cheeks. A few wisps of fine white hair escaped the tight bun that was tied in place by a ribbon. Webb had first met Ruby a few months earlier, here in her small hometown of Eagleville, Tennessee, some 40 miles south of Nashville. Then she had been wearing a long dress with pink flowers against a white cotton background. Now her dress was dark brown and of a thicker material, with yellow and white flowers. Ruby was also wearing a heart-shaped ceramic pendant that hung from her neck on a gold chain. Ruby had made the pendant when she was a little girl. She'd used the end of a wire to draw her initials on one side of the clay while it was still soft and damp, and on the other side, she scratched the phrase, "I love you forever."